Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about data and how organizations can be more responsible about the data they collect about their employees. Recently, Accenture surveyed more than 10,000 workers and 1,400 C-level executives about how employers are collecting data about employees and what employees feel about the data that employers collect about them. What they found was that more than 90% of employees are willing to let their employers collect and use data about them and about their work, but only if they benefit as well in some way. And employees do have some concerns about how companies might use the data. And executives have some concerns as well. Only about 30% of them felt highly confident that their companies are using the data about employees responsibly. So how can companies use employee data and workforce data in a more responsible, ethical, and effective way? Well, the research from Accenture highlights three key actions that leaders can take. The first, give employees more control. Much like in the consumer space, people have been more conscious of how their personal data is used and potentially misused. They are getting concerned as well about their data that their employer collects about them. And protections of people's work-related data still lag far behind protections around consumer data. And the governance of workforce data usually skews heavily towards the corporation. So if leaders want access to more and more valuable data about employees, they need to think more about a give and get relationship with employees and share more control with employees over their own data. Number two, create a system of checks and balances. Employee data is very sensitive, and with it comes massive risk for organizations. Companies do need to build systems that offer the right checks and balances. And many organizations are naming a C-level executive who's accountable for ensuring that workplace data and workplace technologies are used in a responsible and ethical way. About half the companies surveyed by Accenture said they have plans to name such an executive soon. These roles have titles like Chief Ethics Officer or Chief Data Officer to assume this responsibility. And getting employees involved in efforts to better monitor and govern workplace and employee data is also important. Employees should be asked for their input into how systems are designed and used and where their data is going to be held. Finally, Accenture recommends to use employee data to elevate people and not penalize them. Companies can use data to track things like employee performance and learning and development and ability to perform a specific task. Many companies are tracking people to see things about how fast they're working and where they go on a shift. And sometimes they post these results live on leaderboards and scorecards. But this can lead employees to feel that their every move is being watched. And real-time monitoring can raise worker stress, lower job satisfaction, and increase turnover. But if the data is used to help people get better that they do, then data that's used to track employees can be very beneficial. You can help people be more productive, more efficient. Maybe you can design better workflows to reduce unnecessary steps. Allow people to take, say, more frequent and shorter breaks, if that makes sense for the organization. And data also can be used to reduce bias in hiring and promotion and compensation. There are many examples of data-based algorithms that can reduce subjectivity and help managers make fairer decisions. Accenture concludes by saying that the emergence of AI and many other smart technologies in the workplace calls for trade-offs between employee data privacy and organizational performance. The data can tap into people's potential and elevate business performance, but it's not worth it if they diminish trust and fairness in the workplace. And finally, leaders must always ask themselves, just because we can collect this data, does it always mean we should? This was a very interesting study from the folks at Accenture. I'll put a link to the full research report in the show notes, and I highly recommend you take a look. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.